The Dutch stopped panicking about sea level rise about 800 years ago and began to address it systematically. Dikes and levees are a big part of the plan, but they've also learned to pick their fight and even let the water win sometimes. Flood control is second nature to powerful local water authorities that have the power to veto development plans that lack flood provisions.
In the U.S., that just wouldn't happen.
Dale Morris is an American economist who works for the Dutch Embassy in Washington. At a sea level seminar in Miami Beach, he said Americans need to evolve in their approach to sea level rise, as the Dutch have for generations.
Americans tend to work ad hoc, or they look at a problem on a smaller basis. They have a problem to solve, and they solve that problem. But they don't look at the integration or the functioning of a system as a whole.
But if they did, sea level rise, at least in South Florida, might look a little less scary. Florida Atlantic University engineer Fred Bletcher said the gradual inundation from the sea, the doomsday scenario that most of us imagine, is not the real problem. It's the integrated system.
But for the majority of people in South Florida, sea level rise is going to manifest itself as the groundwater rises. So it's kind of an attack from below issue. And you'll start to notice that neighborhoods flood more often.
And that could lead to solutions such as neighborhood-scale water plants that turn storm water into drinking water and send it underground or into the Everglades. I'm Rick Stone in Miami Beach.